This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJ V Show, D Doug, J Jennifer, V Victoria, and it couldn't be DJ VC because it sounded like something you'd be plugging into a socket. So it's the DJ V Show, Jennifer and Victoria. Kara Schillen, an important integral part, a cog in the wheel. Without her, we'd have to listen to Rich at the controls, and so it's much better. Kara's at the controls in Washington. So how do you do? Welcome. Let's focus on some people. First, it's Joe Arpaio, running in Arizona for the U.S. Senate, former county sheriff there. He, I think everybody remembers him, right? President Trump's, he got the pardon first from Trump. He loved, he called Trump all kinds of great things. I think Trump called him America's toughest sheriff. He was found guilty of criminal contempt after he ignored a court order to stop what a judge ruled was racial profiling practices in the sheriff's department there. Is the senator who's currently sitting, Jeff Flake. I don't know much about him. Jennifer, what's his story?
Jeff Flake is kind of, I guess to use the word that is more Flake. Common now, more the establishment Republican type. He's taken issue with Trump's style and his policies. He wrote a book about the Trump policies and how he disagrees with the presentation, and he definitely is for a more traditional style of politics, I guess would be the way to put it. He decided not to run for re-election because I think he knew he wasn't going to win. He was going to get shellacked. He's got one candidate on the Republican ticket. There's one Republican in the race already. Her name's Kelly Ward. She declared early to primary Jeff Flake, causing him to drop out of the race. She's more of the MAGA candidate, I guess, the Make America Great Again candidate. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of hope. I think if you liked Alabama, if you loved all the drama that came out of Alabama, and I'm not saying Joe Arpaio is going to be accused of child molestation, but if you liked the drama and the warring factions of the Republican Party at play in Alabama, you'll probably see it again in Arizona, because Arpaio will probably take the reins as the new MAGA candidate, and then you're going to have Kelly Ward, who's going to be sort of now pushed into the middle, and then you've got Martha McSally, who's a very popular member of the House of Representatives in Arizona, who's expected to put her name into the mix next week, and so you're going to have three warring factions of the Republican Party kind of taking place in the primary, so it should be an interesting one to watch.
How many splinter groups there are. So does Arpaio have a chance at a shot at it, or is he too old? He's got to be in the late 70s,
I think he's got a shot. He's got name recognition, certainly, yes. But he also has his fair amount of controversy. I feel like right now, if you were playing odds on favorite, it probably would go to Martha McSally, because the demographics in Arizona are changing very quickly, and I don't know if Arpaio would be able to bring in everybody, although he's very recognizable. He's going to be a huge factor. Now, he hasn't actually declared yet. He has 2 weeks to put his name in with the registrar or the Secretary of State, however that works, and once he does, then he'll be an official candidate, but he says he's going to do it. So there you go.
The reason that the demographics are changing as rapidly as they are away from this sort of thing is because people are moving from California to Arizona in droves. Hundreds of thousands of people last year moved out of California to go to Nevada, to go to Arizona, because they're fed up. They've been basically pushed out because they can't afford to pay the taxes and stuff. I think California risks a lot. There are people going there because they love the weather. I love the weather, the energy and stuff there, but I would never buy a house again in Southern California. It's crazy. It is nuts.
Yeah, we live in a crazy state.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Speaking of crazy, your former boyfriend, Rick Perry, is in the news today, Jennifer.
I still love him. He can be my current boyfriend. That would be fine.
You know, I'd forgotten that he was the Secretary of Energy.
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, right.
I saw him wandering around at the White House when I was there during the summer.
Really? Just wandering around? Did you ever give him a hug?
Oh, gosh. Remember that day? I have a picture of the hug.
I know you do.
Boy, it's amazing
you
how much
him?
Somebody's... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He hugged me, actually, from behind on a stage. It was one of the best days ever.
Yeah, well.
He really changed his look when he got those glasses.
Jen is so funny. You are very unique. I don't know anyone else who gets, like, fangirls over Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Oh, with those glasses, and he's so nice, and he remembers your name. It's there are certain people who are cut out to run for politics, or certain people who are cut out to do certain things. Like, I could never be probably a painter. I'm just not cut out to be a painter. But this guy heard my name once, and for the rest of the day called me by my name. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but some people can remember that stuff.
Right. So the Federal Energy Regulation Commission has rejected a proposal that has come from Perry that would have provided subsidies to coal and nuclear plants. The plan was supposed to give relief to coal and nuclear energy sectors that have taken a hit because of cheaper natural gas and renewable energy things. I'm going to put a big solar thing on my farm. I just signed the deal yesterday.
Are you really?
Yep.
That's so expensive. How much is it going to cost you?
Nothing.
Can I ask
pay
you?
Me.
No, they're going to pay you?
They're going to pay me $140,000 a year for 14 acres.
Oh, because you'll actually power the town.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. You meant just for your own place.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It goes to the whole, it does the farm, but also it feeds like a portion of the town. It's interesting. It's not coming to my town. It's going to the next town. The farm's on the town line. And so the people in the next town are smarter than the people in my town, so they want the energy because they have a locally sourced energy company. So they're happy to grab as much of it as they can. So
for the rest of us who really just contemplate the decision as to whether we're going to pay for solar and put it on our roof because we don't have a place for a solar farm on our property, you know, Jeff has one, and he paid a lot of money. The problem with solar is that
Jeff
it's
is
so...
Jeff is the fiancé.
Yes.
On his house, he's got solar on his house?
On his house, he has solar on his house. And he would tell you, this is where we argue back and forth, he would tell you he loves it because he doesn't get a monthly bill anymore for gas. He pays like... Maybe he pays $20 like every couple months or something for whatever energy he uses. Me, on the other hand, though, the money is so great. I mean, when his house sells, he's going to have to take a chunk of the money that we make off that house to pay off the solar because it's
right.
so
got a 20-year
pricey.
Deal? You got to pay
yeah.
him back. If you get
there
out of it, you have to pay him back.
So I'm so intrigued by the idea of solar, and I think it's obviously great, and it's great for the environment. It's great for us here in California. We get plenty of sunshine to power up the house, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But, man, is it expensive. I don't know how people make the choice to go with it if they don't start coming up with incentives or make it a little easier for homeowners, because that's tough, and you don't get to take it with you when you move.
Yeah, I was just doing a quick study of how much the energy costs of the past 2 weeks have climbed here in this, wherever it's been cold. They cost, for example, I had an electrician here yesterday hooking up the generator that I finally am going to have operable by the end of the day today. And one of the things we were talking about was how much energy has been used because it's been so darn cold all over the country. The huge consumption. You know, in the summertime, how we worry, you hear the stories all the time in the news media about the grid. The Northeast grid is going to be compromised because everybody's got their air conditioning running and that kind of stuff. Well, the comparable circumstance now isn't regarding electricity. It's oil and gas. I have an apartment here on the farm. The kids who take care of the farm and have their horses and stuff here have an apartment over the barn, and it's oil. I have gas in the house, but I haven't been able to convert the barn yet, so we have oil. And they were using 40 gallons of fuel a day just to heat their apartment and the barn. And that's
jeez.
That's my God.
Is it a sauna in there? What are they doing?
Well, the barn's big and open, but 40 gallons of fuel a day, and the fuel is 230, 240 for that stuff. So, you figure it out. That's $100 a day. So people that are in fixed income circumstances that pay their own oil bill or their own gas bill, they're going to have a rude awakening when they get their bills. because this has really been, this is an extraordinary circumstance that we find ourselves in.
Whatever happened to the, I read about this while we were in Ireland, and it made me think of it, because for the first time, there are wind farms all over, harnessing in all over Ireland, which makes nothing but sense. And it's great, but I think I read something about the Massachusetts farm, the wind farm, is now, it's the deal is dead?
Well, it depends on where you are. There's a coastal deal that I think is still in effect, but there are a lot of communities that, like Hull, which is south of Boston, a great recreation area, put up a few of its own windmills. And up on the North Shore, there are a couple of fairly exclusive communities that did it because it was they thought it was the thing to do. But now that they're up, they all hate them because they're ugly.
Yeah, they're not attractive.
Oh, my God. You see those things that you really talk about sticking out like a sore thumb. So people object to them in that circumstance because of the way they look. And in a community, if they're close in, it is kind of a distraction, as it's unsightly. Out in the middle of the desert,
like
Palm Springs.
I thought there was supposed to be a separate island or something.
Off of the coast, off of Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod and down there. They're 23 miles off the coast. Nobody will ever see them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a problem with those.
But
if you're putting them individually in some areas, some of the towns are now objecting to them, or residents are, even though it is you're right, it's a fabulous way to save money. What could be better than just using the wind and the sun to power things? It's the future is right here, right now. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. Where children needing other children.
Oh, listen to that.
Clear and bright that voice is.
Hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children.
Barbara Streisand is describing the state of America these days in many ways. So, Barbara and the Golden Globes, you may remember during, if you were watching the show the other night, Seth Meyers, in the monologue, he was looking at those two empty seats directly in front of him, next to Oprah and her partner, Stedman Graham. As it turned out, the seats were filled by Gail King and another guest. They were for Barbara Streisand and James Brolin, who were late to the telecast. When they got there, inside sources wiped their foreheads in relief, as in the days leading up to the show, it wasn't clear that she would make it at all. Her breathy voice while presenting Best Picture drama was due to a bad case of laryngitis, and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association tried to kill her illness with kindness by sending her a large bouquet of flowers every day for a couple of days, each with a note quoting lyrics from one of her songs. Sources say her throat issues are why she came out attempting to get the crowd to sit down during their standing ovation by explaining, "I'm not going to sing." So, her presence there, she is, I guess, a diva. We were talking off the air about divas.
Sure. Just thinking that.
And Jewel and that sort of thing. We all approach people. You see people in different ways. I think I told a story on the air a couple of months ago about being in the vet in Santa Monica, the vet that I've been going to for a long time, which took wonderful care of Charlotte, and he's become a friend of mine. So I brought Brendan's dog over to have a checkup, and I was waiting in the room, and then as I was being brought into the examination room, Barbara Streisand walked in with one of her little puppy dogs, and she looked at Frank and she looked at me and she said, "What kind of a dog is that?" And I said, "That's a combination of a mastiff, a bulldog, and a candlestick maker. Yeah, right. So she wanted to talk. And Frankie is the most passive dog you could possibly imagine. Here's this mouthy little white thing, whatever it was that she had, who was ready to tear Frank apart. And Frank's just looking at this other little dog. But she was very, you know, she was very approachable, and people paid no attention to her, and she seemed to pay no attention to anything else other than what she was interested in. So I think a lot of times these people that get the reputation, because we were talking off the air about Jewel and how she had a reputation, Victoria said, of being a diva and difficult, and I didn't find that to be the case when I was with her either.
And I didn't either, yeah, but that was apparently the rep that she had that preceded her. But I guess maybe with Barbara Streisand, it's so bizarre to me. Like, they had to really send her flowers every day. How about just let us know if you can make it or not, and we can have someone else present the award?
Yeah.
Was it that vital that it was Barbara?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had to have the only female director winner of a movie there, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So that she could chastise them for saying, "Really, am I the only one?" Like, she's shocked. Come on,
there's a lot of consternation about why Myra Sorvino and Rose McGowan weren't there. They weren't invited. And one wonders why, given the fact that there were other people who
were
on that
Judd was list. There. And Ashley very, Judd was there. She got a lot of screen time. So it's so bizarre that the other two who were mentioned equally in that article weren't invited.
Were not there, 28 past the hour here on the DJV show. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you focusing on a lot of the people that are in the news or being discussed. Remember Tavis Smiley? Now he's found himself a new place to go. The Word Network. Everybody's heard about The Word. This is a religious-themed network, mostly black Americans listening to it. He has a new show. Under the circumstances, what he's decided to do is have town hall appearances. So he's booked rooms in Chicago, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Washington, and San Francisco, and invited his fans through his social media accounts to come hear him talk about what he is doing, what he did, and what the future will hold. I didn't realize this guy had that kind of a following, I think we all well, I shouldn't say we all, those of us that know him, he certainly has a large ego. And so I find it interesting if, he didn't have any more prominence on the radio than I do. So if I were accused of the same things that he did, his prominence, I suppose, on television for doing the PBS show. But is it human? What does it take, or what drives you to want to be in the public so much, or to, in this circumstance, want to get a foothold again, to suggest to your listeners that I'm going to have time with you, you can come see me in Chicago, L.A., New Orleans, Washington, or San Francisco? Is that what kind of a move?
You better hope somebody shows up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you look like a real idiot.
That's what I'm thinking. Are there that many people who are going to show up to venues in those cities?
I know his name, but what does he do? Is he like a political talking head, or is he? What does he do?
He does. He tries to present himself as a person of color who has an edge. He's a sort of Larry Elder on the other side. Would you say that was a good description, Jennifer?
Yeah,
Larry Elder's
good.
No, he's not as good at all. No,
right.
He's not. He's not. He does. Larry, who Jennifer and I both work. He works at. He's working at the same station in Los Angeles that Jennifer is, but he also has a syndicated arm of his program every day. And Jennifer and her father are very involved in his career. He's quite a good fellow. Interesting. I worked with him first at KBC back in the 90s when he first actually went on the air. He's from Los Angeles originally. Went to Cleveland, had a law practice there, and then came back to be on the air at KBC. And he established quite a good reputation. He's pretty straightforward. And I agree with you. He's a better broadcaster than Tavis Smiley is. But on the left, Smiley would be considered as Larry, I think, is on the right. That's why I made that connection or that comparison. Anyway, I don't know that if Larry got into trouble, he'd be able to get a crowd. I just find it interesting what people think about themselves and how they, in this circumstance, I'd want to just hide.
You can't blame the guy the guy for trying, because he's fighting back. So oftentimes, that's a danger. There are a lot of accusations flying around right now. That's in the season.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are true, and a lot of them are not. And if he is saying that some of these accusations are false, and he's fought them all the way, and he's lost the faith of the corporations that employed him, well, then why not go on your own? Why not fight? I believe you shouldn't just go away if someone makes an allegation against you
and it's not true, yeah,
you better fight.
Stand up.
Go away if it is true, but stand up if it's not, and try to save your career and your integrity. And so maybe that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him. I always wish everybody a good luck. We have we don't have a lot of good, bright broadcasters. He's bright. And so whether you agree with his politics or even his style, there's an audience for it. And I hope he can find one again if he deserves it. If he doesn't deserve it, he's not going to find an audience. It's going to be that simple. Look what happened to Breitbart. Same thing. You know, his audience has evaporated one way or the other, or at least the audience, the volume that is there. He doesn't have the same problem that Tavis Smiley has in terms of sexual stuff, but he has plenty of other things that are carrying, getting kicked down the road. So there's that. Here's the story of a young woman from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You're going to love this story. She bought a painting for $250 a number of years ago. And I guess her father, she was 19 and she and her father went out and she bought this painting. And so for whatever the reason, she found herself on Antiques Roadshow. And as is the case with some people, I don't know if you ever watched this show or not.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little slow. It's not exactly exciting.
No, no, it's very dry. Saturday, oh, yeah, it's very, very dry.
But sometimes it's cool.
So she brought in this picture, and the evaluator, the person doing the overview, I suppose you call her an evaluator, asked the woman if she'd ever had the painting appraised before. She said, "What's this worth?" And the person says, "Well, did you ever have it appraised?" She said, "No. I spent a couple hundred bucks for it, and that's what I thought back in 2004. So this person, again, The father buys it. She gets it. She brings it to be appraised. And the appraiser says it's worth $300,000.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a heck of a return on your investment.
Huh? How about that? Yeah, exactly.
Was it a famous artist, or was it just...
I don't get who the description or the painting isn't visible here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story I just found. When I'm looking at 14 or 15 different things, and some things just catch my eye. You call it clickbait. And in this circumstance, I saw... 250 becomes 300,000, and so it's a Yahoo Entertainment story, and there's no picture of it, and there's no real story other than here's this guy who is 19 that got this from his father, and now he's got 300 grand in his pocket thanks to his father's clever investment of $250. We all wish that for ourselves, and you can have it wished.
Better than Bitcoin.
Yeah. Bitcoin is off, isn't it? Didn't I see something about Bitcoin just kind of not floating into obscurity, but way off in terms of value this week? People are done with it because there is now some new kind of it's the shiny quarter on the wall.
Well, they got halted by the SEC.
Trading.
So
yeah. But did they go back into? Did they get halted permanently, or was that just a couple of days?
I'm looking to see. I think it's back on because there's an hour ago there's a headline: Microsoft resumes Bitcoin payments after the halt. So I guess
what's Microsoft doing with it?
Accepting it as payment or allowing
people
to, like we said before when we were talking about this at the end of 2017, you can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin, and you can shop on Overstock.com with Bitcoin, but some random places that you wouldn't think would have any interest in accepting Bitcoin take Bitcoin.
Really?
It's very weird, yes.
All right, speaking of Tesla, here's SpaceX. And not the fellow that we're talking about, Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX, but the chief operating officer, the lady named Gwyneth Shotwell. And she was talking about the SpaceX rocket on Sunday, rumors about the satellites on the rocket being lost after the launch. But Ms. Shotwell said in a statement, quote, after review of all the data, Falcon 9, which is the SpaceX rocket, did everything correctly. She went on to say the classified nature of the cargo kept her from saying much more. The the label for this mission means nobody is saying very much at all. And that includes Northrop Grumman, which built the satellite for the government. The company only said it's classified and wouldn't comment. So, you know what this feeds into? I brought this up because of the lady... being the COO of the company and wanting to know a little more about her. But you know what? In this circumstance, what we now begin to ask ourselves, if we're curious at all, is how much of this stuff, this space junk, and some of the things that are out there, are, as is suggested by some of our friendly enemies, things that ought not to be out there, these special spy satellites and military satellites and are all those things being brought up there, and we don't know about it. We don't know half. We probably don't even know half of what our government is doing. And these sorts of rumors, I think, fuel that fire, don't you think?
But don't you think it also makes it exciting to have the private sector, like Richard Branson and Elon Musk? Because I think that maybe all the secrecy that has been surrounded NASA and the space program, I think that having it privatized, not officially, obviously, but having these types of private entities involved, I think that's really exciting. That might really get people involved in the space program. You know, I've been sort of reluctant, and I tease you about your love of the space program, but maybe it's just because there's not a lot of transparency.
Well, I don't know about whether it's transparency or not, but I think what I'm focused on here is what they're doing with our taxpayer dollars.
Well, that's part of the transparency, yeah.
Yeah, and what are we putting, as the Chinese and the Russians have accused us, we're putting military hardware into space? Are we putting spy satellites? Spy satellites are one thing. I don't have a problem with that. But I'd just like to know... there's so much secrecy in government.
Right.
And I don't think that that's what it's
and
supposed
unnecessary.
To be.
That's the problem, yeah. Is that everything is being held secret.
Too many secrets.
Perfect example of seeing that meeting that Trump held with the leadership in the House and the Senate and the cabinet meetings. It was the first time cameras were ever allowed into a situation like that. And it got me to think everything should be on the record. Everything that doesn't involve national security, we should be able to see.
I think maybe someone like Elon Musk, how much he's involved with the public and social media and things like that, and how much he just likes to talk about his own accomplishments, too. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I think that may actually put some pressure on NASA and the U.S. government to be more transparent.
I think
it's all a great thing.
It breeds invention. The competition will breed invention, and that's what's really cool.
The mother of invention, Jennifer. That's what it is.
They used to say that was necessity.
Yes, it is.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Very good. Thank you, Victoria.
But we're saying now it's competition.
Yes, right.
The mother of invention.
Let's change it up a bit.
I like it.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on healthcare reform. This includes the belief that a demanding patient is good for the healthcare system. Improvement in healthcare is best accomplished through investment in innovation, not by cost cutting. Patients like me are demanding innovation because our lives are at stake. Our demand is we have access to and choice in treatments without third parties, public or private, placing unnecessary obstacles in our path. We'll push back against restrictive insurance rules and formularies, obscene copay requirements, and time-consuming data entry requirements that waste doctors' time. We'll work with doctors to focus attention on cures, not dollars. The demanding patient will create a better healthcare system for everyone, because we are all patients eventually. For more details, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour now here on the DJV show with our friend Warren Eckstein, who takes good care of your pet, my pet, our pets. And by the way, if you're a fan of the pet show, you can follow him and the show on Facebook, facebook.com/thepetshow. You can follow Warren on Twitter at twitter.com, Warren Eckstein, and it's probably at Warren Eckstein, I'm going to guess, Warren, right?
Absolutely.
And then, yeah. And thepetshow.com is a great website. Also, his Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplement line is a great way for you to examine what there is there and what you need to be feeding your dogs and cat, your pets, with supplements. So I'm noticing that there is a lot of attention being given to the dogs. I follow these things and I post on my own personal account. Sometimes I do on the DJV show as well, Warren, stories about the animals and how they're faring in the cold. There are a lot of advocates around the country who reminded dog owners to bring their pets inside. A number of animals have been left outside last week, freezing temperatures. Some of them died. So I bet you're getting calls on this from some of your listeners who, I don't understand, when you say, you know, somebody say, well, what do? You bring the dog inside, you moron. But there are a lot of people, well, they're allergic to dogs, that's why we keep them outside, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what this has been, we know the dip in and temperatures the last week or so has caused a lot of harm. What do we do about this? Do we take these dogs away from people that don't know how to take care of them?
Yeah, very often it's a matter of education, or this is the way my father treated a dog, so I'm going to treat the dog the same way. You know, years ago, as I said many times, I served as a peace officer in the state of New York, and one of the things I would often do is when the weather dropped below a certain temperature, we would go out there all times of day and night and just looking for dogs and cats that might be outside. I came across one situation. I talked about it on my show last week. It was a horrible situation where a dog gnawed off his paw because his paw was frozen into the ice in the backyard. So people really need to be educated in terms of what they should be doing. If it's cold outside, your dog should be inside. If you don't want your dog inside, at least make some type of lean-to outside. And don't look at Snoopy's doghouse. That doesn't work. Snoopy's doghouse is bad because the hole is in the middle of the doghouse. If you want a doghouse to keep your dog warm, put some hay in there, but make the opening off to one side so the dog has three walls that are blocking any wind coming in. But the bottom line is give the dog a couch or a bed of his own and bring him inside.
Yeah, that's
it's really
sure.
that simple. Yeah, I don't understand people that leave their dogs outside. I mean, the pictures I saw on Facebook that were taken all over the country. Just crazy. Hey, Doug, I got to ask a great question this week. I think you
liked
it.
Yeah?
Someone said to me, do dogs understand the concept of time? And here's my response. Time
is great.
That is
a great question.
It was a great question. As everyone knows, time is strictly a human construct. It doesn't actually exist. We created to manage our lives. Other creatures, intelligent creatures like dogs, have no use for time. In fact, in the linear sense of humans understand and use it, and I say good for dogs. They have no use for time. It's a waste of time for them to think about time. They live in the moment. I think that's such an important lesson we can learn from dogs and cats and animals in general.
I have a question, though, Warren. My chihuahua at 6:30 on the dot every single night will come and harass me to feed him dinner. How does he know? At 6:30, my parents think it's the funniest thing. It's everyone who knows him. At 6:30 on the dot, like he can tell time. How does he know that?
Because his belly's hungry. He says, Mommy, feed me, feed me.
I think that's true. I have Millie's like that. Millie wants to be fed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And if she's not fed, there's a disruption and... It's kind of like, what is it in Star Wars? There's a disruption in the universe.
But it's not a matter of looking at their clocks. You know, dogs don't wear watches, neither do cats. So they're not looking, oh, it's 6 o'clock. What can I do to bother Victoria? No, that's not what happens. They're instinctively around things that indicate to them changes. For example, maybe the sun is a certain way at around 6 o'clock. Or my dogs knew when I was coming home from school at 3 o'clock, maybe because they heard the bus pull up down the block. So there are many things that they react to, which they associate rather than looking at the watch and saying, you know, Victoria, at 6 o'clock time to eat. They don't really do that. But the time is kind of an interesting concept. Dogs live in the moment. And a lot of the new books out about people say we should live in the moment.
Well,
it's so important. Live for now.
There is a new book. That's one book, the Tolle book, Living for Now or The Power of Now. But in a spiritual sense, if you want to get deep about this, there really is no such thing as age or time. It's something that we have created in order to manage our lives. And you see the universe being as cyclical and as solid as it is, the Earth goes around the sun every 365 days, and the moon goes around our planet 28 days, that kind of stuff is the order. But in the reality of the universe, there's no such thing as time. So you're right. The dogs are smarter than we are. Proving it once again. Thanks, Warren.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.